But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, so today we are going to conclude our teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. We're down to the final one now, which is the interpretation of tongues. So let me just pray and get us going here. Lord, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to be with us now, to fill us, to grant us your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, and to just unfold all of these gifts to us and teach us by your Spirit. Lord, you know where each one is and what we understand or we don't understand from the gifts. So I ask right now that for those who want to know more directly from you, Lord, that you will begin to just minister to their spirits and that they will receive from you, Lord, what you are freely giving to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I had already a while back taught on the five administration of the gift of tongues. So I'm not going to go into that again. What I am going to do is put a link in the description to that video if you want to go ahead and watch that to see what that teaching was, so I don't have to repeat myself here. And all I will do today is talk about the interpretation of tongues, and that will really round out and conclude this whole series. So let me quickly read the scripture that states all of them. It's 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. It says, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given a word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another a word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all of these, distributing to each one individually as he wills." So that is the scripture that lists them all out, and we've gone through all of them. And so today I will touch on the final one, which is the interpretation of tongues. And that word is Hermeneia. It means interpretation or translations. This is Strong's 2058. The noun hermeneia expresses the act of making an utterable intelligible, expresses the act of making an utterance intelligible to hearers who would otherwise not understand it. In classical and Hellenistic usage, the term moves freely between translation, rendering words from one language into another, and explanation, clarifying obscurities of language, culture, or ideas. In scripture, the focus narrows the Spirit-enabled interpretation that turns unintelligible speech into meaningful, edifying communication for the gathered church. So now, if you remember that class that I taught on the five ways that the gift of tongues is used, you will remember that there is one way that is in a corporate church setting that you are to have in a corporate church setting if you are speaking in tongues loudly where others can hear you, there must be someone there to interpret the tongues so that others can understand it. So the whole layout of this and how this should be done in a corporate church setting is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It is a very long scripture passage, that one chapter. So what I'm going to do is just read two sections out of it for you today, but I would like you to just read the whole thing from start to finish. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 14, I'm going to first read from verse 13 to verse 17. It says, "For this reason, the one who speaks in a tongue should pray that they may interpret what they say. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray in my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing in my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. Otherwise, when you are praising God in the spirit, how can someone else who is now put in the position of an inquirer say amen to your thanksgiving? Since they do not know what you're saying, you are giving thanks well enough, but no one else is edified." What this is saying is when you're in a corporate setting and you're speaking loudly in tongues, no one can say, come into agreement with your tongues and say amen to what you just said when they don't even understand what you're saying. Hence, you need someone to interpret the tongues in a corporate setting if you are speaking in tongues loudly and others can hear you. Because then no one can come in agreement with what you're saying if no one understands what you're actually saying. So that's all it's saying. And I love what it says in the first verse, verse 13. It says, "For this reason, the one who speaks in tongues should pray that they may interpret what they say." I've done this. When I started to speak in tongues and pray in tongues more, I asked the Lord for the gift of interpreting tongues. So you can do that. All right. And so what I noticed was that even when I'm alone praying in tongues, there are moments when I will switch into English. And my understanding from that was that, I know this by the Spirit, was that what I was praying in English after praying in tongues was really the interpretation of what I just said in tongues so that I myself could understand what I was saying. So you can ask for this, for the gift of interpreting, as the Bible says, and I think that's pretty wise. However, in a corporate setting, you want to have others besides you interpreting the tongues for you. I'm going to jump down now to verse 26 and read through to 28. It says, "What then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at most three should speak one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and to God." Okay, so this is just about having order in a church setting. Having order. Just imagine the pastor is up there preaching a sermon, and then someone is very loudly speaking in tongues. God is not going to interrupt himself. Therefore, there has to be someone in that congregation who interprets tongues to interpret what is being said. And as he said here, it's one after the other. You can't all be doing it. We can all be doing it at the same time. You know, it's going to be someone is going to say something loudly in tongues, and there has to be interpretation following what it meant, right? And he's saying it shouldn't be more than two or three people in that whole service, because it is better if you are communicating in a language that everyone can understand, as opposed to you're speaking a foreign tongue and nobody in the congregation knows what is being said. So this is really about keeping order in church and when we come together. Now, obviously, it is going to look different if we come together and it's like, okay, we're going to pray about this. And I say, or your pastor says, or any whoever's leading the group says, let's all pray in tongues. Now, all of us are in agreement with what is happening. We're all praying in tongues at the same time for the same thing because that instruction went forth, right? So then, of course, we can all pray in tongues at the same time because we're all aware of what's happening. It's just when no instruction was given and everybody is just doing their own thing and no one is really bringing an interpretation of what's being said. So anyway, that is it. I believe it's very clear, very straightforward of how this gift is being used. It is something that you can pray and ask the Lord for. He will give you the gift of interpreting tongues, and you will be able to not only interpret your tongues, but others as well, if you're in a corporate setting like that, and you need to understand what is being said, you will be able to interpret it in English or whatever language it is that majority of the people there will be speaking. And so that's it. This one concludes the end of this series on the gifts of the Spirit. And so I had said before, what we're going to do next is I will be doing a training class on intercession. If you are interested in signing up for that, this is going to be one-on-one training. It'll be in a group setting on Zoom, but I think it is best done if we have interaction with each other. Okay, so there's going to be a link in the description where you can sign up for that if you're interested in joining us. And you have to be already registered into the Glory to Glory School. This is free. So you just sign up in the Glory to Glory School and within the church, within the Glory to Glory School corporate email, I will send out an email to the group letting you know when it starts. Okay, so just make sure you're assigned, registered on the Glory to Glory School. And then within the school, I will go ahead and send you an email to say when we're going to begin and kind of lay out what it is we will be doing. Because I'm going to be doing these live and we will be having interaction with each other, and that's it. And then we'll take it from there. And then after that, I'd said before, I'd love if you have any questions. I'm going to be doing some short form videos answering questions. I have a few already that I'll need to do. I'm still going to be doing these long form videos, but I think those will be helpful as well to some of you. If you just want a quick answer on something, just go ahead and leave that below and I will respond to it with a video so that everyone can hear the same information. Okay, that's it. It's very short today. And I just want to thank you for joining me. And I will be in touch with those who are interested in signing up for the intercession class. I'm also going to put a link to the videos that I've already done in relation to intercession so that you have an understanding of the direction we're going with that. Okay. All right. Lord, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you that you have freely given this to us. And I just ask that we would be good stewards of what you have given to us, Lord, the grace that you've poured upon our lives, that we're going to be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the earth. And that, as you say, these gifts were given so that we would use it for the benefit of others, Lord, not for ourselves. I just thank you for equipping us and training us and teaching us as we go, Lord. And for maturing us in the gifts and for putting you as the foundation, first and foremost in all the things that we do, Lord, that we are operating from love in our gifts. I just thank you, Lord, for blessing this time. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that's it. And I guess the next will be just these short videos that I will do. But we are going to move into the training of the intercession, which you'll have to sign up for. Okay, just have a wonderful, amazing week, and I will see you soon. Bye.
Hey, just want to say thanks for watching. And if you have any questions about this video or just any topic related to Christianity, church, just leave it in the comments. Would love to interact with you.